It appears that the Democrats, for the first time, will nominate their presidential ticket before delegates even gather for their national convention in late August. Responding to the Ohio election law that requires the political parties to provide official communication of their nominees prior to August 7th, Democratic National Committee Chairman Jamie Harrison announced that the party delegates will vote in a virtual roll call prior to the August 19 to 22nd party gathering to ensure that President Biden is placed on the Buckeye State ballot. Conducting the vote early will make it even more difficult for insurgent Democrats to make any move to convince the president to step down from receiving the party nomination. Therefore, we can expect President Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris to be renominated well before August 7th and weeks prior to the Democratic delegates gathering in Chicago for their national convention. After booing former President Donald Trump during his speech to the party convention, the Libertarian Party delegates on the fourth ballot nominated former Georgia Senate and congressional candidate Chase Oliver as their party's presidential nominee. The Libertarian Party is the only minor entity that will have 50-state or near 50-state ballot presence. The party's presence is more likely to take votes away from former President Trump than President Biden. Two-term Texas Republican Congressman Tony Gonzalez escaped with a close runoff win Tuesday night against firearm manufacturer Brandon Herrera after a nasty campaign. Representative Gonzalez won with 50.7% of the vote, a margin of just 407 votes of just under 30,000 ballots cast. In the March 5th Republican primary, the congressman placed first in the original election with 45% of the vote, as compared to Mr. Herrera's 25%. The result is not the first close call Mr. Gonzalez has experienced in the Texas runoff system. In his first election back in 2020, Mr. Gonzalez won that year's secondary election with just 45 votes to spare, and then went on to score an upset 51-47% victory in the general election. The congressman will now be favored to defeat Democratic nominee Santos Limón in November. While Democratic Senator Bob Menendez is standing trial for bribery, reports are surfacing from New Jersey that he is also having petitions circulated to enter the 2024 Senate race as an independent. Earlier, Senator Menendez announced that he would not compete in the Democratic primary. It is likely that the senator will file as an independent, not because he believes he can win from that ballot line, but his status as a candidate would allow him to use his substantial remaining campaign funds to pay his legal expenses. This concludes our Politics in Review podcast. I'm Jim Ellis.